All right, so these notes you sent comparing ChatGPT and DeepSeek,
Yeah.
I gotta say, color me intrigued. We're talking two major players in the AI world, right?
Yeah.
You've got OpenAI's ChatGPT, which everyone's been buzzing about, and then DeepSeek V3 developed over in China.
Right. And both are really pushing the boundaries.
Yeah, totally. So let's dive in. We'll call this a deep dive into the deep dive
I like that.
and try to help you figure out, which one might be the right fit for your, 2025 strategy and all that.
Sounds good.
Okay, so ChatGPT, first impressions. It's been making a lot of noise, particularly in like the marketing sphere.
Absolutely. And for good reason. It's really good at things like, generating marketing copy, telling stories, even brainstorming creative
It's
ideas.
like having a brainstorming buddy available 24/7.
Yeah, exactly. And for businesses looking to, up their content game or streamline their marketing, ChatGPT could be a total game changer.
And something else that I find really interesting is how deeply ChatGPT is integrated with all those Microsoft products, like Copilot and Teams and Azure. So if your team's already using that ecosystem, it's like, boom,
Yeah.
instant synergy.
Seamless integration, less friction, more productivity. Imagine using it for things like, writing documents or emails or even presentations.
Right, within those Microsoft apps you're already familiar with.
Exactly.
Okay. And
Yeah.
then there's this whole real-time web data scraping thing they're working on. It's still in beta, but just think about it.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
Your AI pulling in all the latest info news trends, competitor data, it's constantly learning and updating itself.
It's like having a research assistant who never sleeps. Think about the implications for something like financial forecasting or market research. You'd be able to make decisions based on the most up-to-date information.
Real-time insights. That's the future.
It really is.
Okay, and on the more technical side, they've upgraded to this GPT-4o model. It's supposed to be way better at handling like complex technical stuff.
Yeah, much more accurate, which is crucial for those really sensitive applications, Like scientific modeling, financial forecasting, where even small errors can have huge consequences.
High stakes. So
Exactly.
let's talk about DeepSeek now. This one's coming in hot with some serious tech muscle.
Yeah.
Coding, number crunching, data analysis. DeepSeek's all about power and efficiency.
Yeah, they're really focused on getting things done right and getting them done fast.
Right. And when they say they can write almost flawless code, they're not kidding. We're talking like a 98% error-free rate in Python.
Which is insane. Think about what that means for developers, Less time debugging,
Yeah.
more time building, faster development cycles overall.
It's a speed demon.
And it's not just coding. It can handle complex math problems, analyze huge data sets, you name it. If your 2025 strategy involves anything related to automating development, optimizing algorithms, or just processing tons of data, DeepSeek is definitely worth a look.
And here's another thing that blew my mind. DeepSeek can work with text, images, audio, video, all within the same workflows.
That's right. No more swishing between different tools for different types of media.
Right. It's like a one-stop shop for all your multimedia needs.
Yeah, exactly. And as we move towards richer and more immersive content, think video editing, VR experiences, that kind of thing, having a platform that can handle it all is going to be huge.
Totally. And you know what else? They've managed to significantly reduce GPU memory usage. Which means it's not just powerful, it's also super cost-effective.
Yeah, especially for those large-scale projects where every bit of efficiency counts.
Right. Every penny saved is a penny earned, as they say.
Exactly. And being able to achieve that level of performance without breaking the bank is really impressive.
Okay, are you ready for this? DeepSeek's open-sourced reasoning engine is actually outperforming GPT-4 on those math benchmarks. And get this, they're doing it with like a fraction of the training cost.
Which is incredible. It really shows how committed they are to pushing the boundaries of AI while also being mindful of resource consumption.
It's a double whammy.
It really is.
So we've got DeepSeek R1, which is all about adaptability and reasoning. And then we've got ChatGPT, which is getting those real-time data upgrades and tighter integrations with Copilot. Both platforms are constantly evolving. It's like a race to the top. So if
Yeah.
you're thinking about your 2025 goals, which platform's features really jump out at you? What are your priorities?
Well, if speed, efficiency, and cost effectiveness in technical tasks are your main concerns, then DeepSeek's advancements are really hard to beat.
Right.
But if seamless integration with your existing tools and that real-time data access are more important, then ChatGPT might be a better fit.
So many options. That's what makes this whole AI landscape so fascinating. Mm. You know, both platforms have their own unique strengths, and it really comes down to which strengths best align with your specific needs and your vision for the future.
It's like having two incredibly powerful tools in your toolbox.
You got to pick the right tool for the job.
Exactly.
You know, but it makes you wonder, though, could we see a future where these two AI giants actually team up? Like, imagine combining the strengths of DeepSeek and ChatGPT into one super platform.
That would be something else.
Right.
Yeah.
It's definitely something to think about as we navigate this ever-evolving world of artificial intelligence. Who knows what the future holds?
The possibilities are endless.
Exactly.
Can't wait to see what happens next.
Me neither. Well, that's all the time we have for today's deep dive.
Thanks for having me.
It's been a pleasure.
It's always fun to chat about all this cool new tech.
Absolutely. And until next time, keep exploring and stay curious.
See ya. Bye.